Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Richies, we have some breaking news today. We've talked a lot here about losing iconic figures in pop culture, and today, we've truly lost a giant. Queen Elizabeth II of Britain has passed away.
But while millions will mourn her passing, thanks to the legacy she's left behind, there's also plenty of reason, of course, to celebrate a truly extraordinary life.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And filling in for Brooke Sifrin, who's off this week, I'm Liam Garrow. It's Thursday, September 8th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Long lived the Queen. The long-reigning Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, has passed away today at the age of 96. The royal family confirmed her death in a tweet today where they said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon."
Yeah, so Balmoral, of course, is the Queen's Scottish country residence. She reportedly had members of the royal family by her side when she passed, including her son, Prince Charles, and grandson, Prince William. Prince Harry was in the country for a charity event, and it's being reported that he sadly couldn't make it in time to say goodbye. And the Queen survived her husband, Prince Philip, who died in April 2021 at the age of 99.
So the news of the Queen's death comes on the heels of reports that her doctors were getting very concerned for her health. A spokesperson for Buckingham Palace has said that they were keeping the Queen under intense medical supervision.
Yeah, so the spokesperson said the Queen had been evaluated this morning and that she remained comfortable. But once they found out that the Queen was sick, naturally, of course, her family rushed to be with her. And people gathered outside of Buckingham Palace in London to offer their support and bring flowers. And, you know, leading up to this, the Queen had been having some mobility problems and she, you know, did look kind of frail. But she actually beat COVID-19 after contracting it just in February of this year. And she later said it left her very tired and exhausted.
Yeah, which checks out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and I have experienced that.
Ooh, big time.
So the Queen clearly led a full life and crammed truly so much into her 96 years on this planet. And quite remarkably, she was the longest reigning monarch in British history, with over 70 years on the throne.
Yeah, during her reign, the queen was served by 15 British prime ministers, including Winston Churchill. And she also worked alongside 14 U.S. presidents. And before she took the throne as queen, she actually joined the military effort in World War II against the advice of her family. She served in the Women's Auxiliary Territory Service and trained for 6 weeks as an auto mechanic, which, like, you know, sparked her lifelong love of cars and mechanical work.
Yeah.
And the queen is also largely recognized for providing incredible stability after the war when she took the throne as queen. And during her reign, she oversaw the process in which the British Empire transformed into a commonwealth.
And now what's on, I think, a lot of people's minds is what's next in the pecking order of the British monarchy. And with her passing, Prince Charles is now king.
Yes. So King Charles is 73 years old as he now takes the throne. He released a statement following his mother's death saying, "It is a moment of great sadness for me and all members of my family." And CNN anchor Richard Quest said King Charles has the job of uniting the United Kingdom at a time when there are such great fears and unease.
Yeah, I mean, King Charles definitely has huge shoes to fill. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. It's got to be so hard to be mourning the loss of a family member while also all of a sudden taking on one of the biggest roles in the world.
Well, and, you know, we've discussed this before. Like, it's also really hard to mourn someone publicly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Richie's full disclosure, we were actually in the middle of recording a completely different podcast for today when this news broke. So we pivoted real quick so we could bring you the information that we have. And, you know, obviously this is a shorter episode, very quick and to the point. We'll have a lot more to discuss on tomorrow's episode. But for now, Liam, do you have any final thoughts on the Queen's passing?
Well, at the risk of sounding hideously trite, you know, 70 years is such a long legacy to leave behind. And it really also feels like this remarkably long chapter that's like come to a close. And, you know, not only obviously for her, but for her family and really kind of like all of us. And I know what I'm about to say is going to sound like very, very dumb, but I just kind of thought like she would be this person that would just like keep on living. Like I kind of just thought like, oh my God, well, you know, she's just going to like keep on going and going forever and ever.
Yeah. She's someone I genuinely thought that of. Like she's here forever. She's been here, obviously, my whole life, our lives combined. And then even so much more than that. But I agree with you. She's left quite a legacy and she was a huge force to be reckoned with. And it's a huge loss.
Yeah, so definitely.
To everyone who's mourning, our hearts go out to you. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Liam Garrow, filling in for Brooke Sifrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.